SERPO came up with a new posting from Anonymous, and it was quite detailed. It gave a time and a landing for the next landing in a place.
It certainly did. We might as well say it up front. I mean, the story, which was issued in an email from a Mr. Victor Martinez, who runs an email list that we happen to be a member of, and so we get this information. And it's also, incidentally, the full transcript of the message is posted out on Bill Ryan's SERPO.org site, and so you can go right there. It's easy to find. It's easy to read. And what Jerry said is absolutely true. You know, this was unlike some of the other SERPO postings, which sort of rambled around at the end and talked about mission logs from people going to Zeta Reticuli and not being too specific other than, supposedly recording what happened while people were there. But, that sort of leads one away from the main story, that the fact that people went, that there was government contact with ETs, and this latest posting sort of puts all of that behind us, and we can look at the basics of what really went on in all these years and what will be going on in the future.
Yeah, and we may get into it or we may not. There's a huge list of names and projects in this document and that we're checking, and we're not the only ones, everybody else is. But the big story is that November 2009 at the Nevada test site, the Serpentonians will arrive again, right?
Right. Which, that's one part of the story, and there are also dates for all of the other contacts that have occurred.
And I want to get into that here in a minute, too. I might as well discuss it now. Contact 234 all occurred at White Sands, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And that was April 1969, April 1971, and April 1977. Then all of a sudden, the action switches to November 1983.
Right.
An unknown location, but a lot of people think it was Kirtland Air Force Base right outside Albuquerque, so that's still New Mexico.
Right.
Then 6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10, and 11.
Uh-huh.
All have occurred at the Nevada test site.
Right.
And I asked George Knapp about that. And he's not buying that part of the story, he doesn't think. He's still checking. You know, he's quite a good reporter out there at Channel 8, KLAS-TV. He says, and it was a kind of surprising comment this week, he said, it's kind of surprising because there's more action going on at Area 51 and S4 now than there has been in a long time.
That's what he said. And he sort of discounts Nevada test site as being the site of anything related to ETs going on, because he says the thing's wide open. They even have tour buses out there, which I find a little hard to believe, but, I suppose the radioactivity, they keep people away from the really hot spots, and they take a tour bus out there and say, this is where we did nuclear testing back in the 1950s.
It's interesting, according to this document, there were 7 years between the landing at White Sands in 1990 and the first one at the Nevada test site in 1997.
Right.
And then they had another one in 98. And another one in 99.
Actually, according to this list, unless it's a typo, there were two in 98 in November.
Well, that has to be a typo's reason I skipped it. I don't know.
Right.
Then again, maybe not.
It's sort of saying there were two, but I'd have to go back and check the original, and that's a good question. Were there two in November of 98? And why would that be in particular? But the last one was in 2001, in November, which was after 9/11, and, you know, everybody's attention was diverted to other things at that point, but that's what they're saying, November 2001.
And here again, it'll be a long break, just like there was originally, 7 years, it'll be 8 years if their next landing is really November 2009.
Right. So. And I just have to, you know, I still wonder about this. Now, you know, there's a difference between random contact with anybody on planet Earth and, quote, official contact with somebody within our government. And, you know, if there's anything official happening here, in terms of agreements, treaties, and whatnot, of course, all of this is undercover and actually illegal according to the Constitution, because Congress would have to be involved and be knowledgeable. And they're not. So anybody that's making any agreements here, is it, you know, doesn't apply to me, you, or anybody else in the country or in the world. But somebody's doing something. And I just think that it's unusual that we have these official landing and contact dates that are given here, as though we're totally ignoring the reality of every night around the world there are UFOs seen, and there are people who claim to see ETs coming out of those UFOs, and there are people who claim that they're being abducted.
But I think this is talking about official contact. Each one of these, they made an official contact with the government. That's the way I take it. Well, I don't know that they're officially contacting the government every day. We don't know, one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm just stating the fact that any contact being made of any official nature between an extraterrestrial species, and why only this one and not all the rest of them, is that, you know, it's not official anyway, because our government really isn't involved, other than some people who work in our government.
Well, you're kind of right, but practically, they don't have to have a treaty to have a treaty. Practically, you don't have to get Congress to ratify it. You just go to the people that are running the government and say, we're going to do this under secrecy, and they both do it. They do it. They do that all the time.
Well, of course they do.
But it's not a treaty. You're right.
Right.
And there's something going on here that makes me wonder about all of it. Besides just the wild-eyed idea that this thing's been going on since originally 1965 to now, and nobody talks about it. I just don't know how you can do that for 50 years, almost 40 years.
Especially all the things that they indicate have been happening. How do you keep all of this a secret totally from everybody? Yeah, it is a little hard to believe, isn't it?
Now we talk a little bit about that, and there seems to be a lot of things going on with our government. People saying what you're saying inside the government, saying they need to do this officially, and obviously they're not doing it officially.
Right.
And so I've come to the conclusion the Defense Department and the Central Intelligence Agency are at odds on this thing. And now, that's just my own opinion. I have seen at least one writer refer to that.
Mm-hmm.
There have been reports of that, Defense Intelligence Agency releasing this, and Victor and Bill Ryan both have said that Anonymous is in Virginia.
Right.
And did work for the Defense Department, did work in the Pentagon at one time.
Right. Which seems to point at the DIA as being the source, or not officially the agency, because, of course, nothing is official with these people, but somebody working within that organization, one or more people, could be the source of this information. And we don't know for sure, but we've seen people state that publicly.
Well, and we have about 40 names now. I'm just approximating. I didn't count them.
Mm-hmm.
I've turned that over to a couple of people who are researching it for us and on our staff. You know, I don't know. Out of 40 people, or 30 anyway, maybe you counted the names. I didn't. There were a lot of them.
There were a lot. I didn't count them. But there's quite a list there, and some of those names are obviously quite familiar. You know, they're really throwing out a lot of names there, and there may be a lot of people that are very disappointed to see their name included in that list.
Well, we're following up one name at a time, and we expect to have more stories about SERPO as it goes along. You know, we did Bill Ryan's interview when this first came out in Laughlin.
Right.
And basically, Bill said that he got his information by FTP on a website, a hidden page. And Victor is saying that he gets his information from an email address, all right, but it only lasts for 1 hour.
Right.
Go over to, what you can do, you know, you can open up an email account and then close it right away.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I don't really know what to make of the story yet, and I'm not quite sure what we need to be saying about it, other than just saying we don't know like everybody else. Maybe you got some ideas.
Well, this, you know, this story is, it has progressed over the months since last fall, is, you know, I've certainly doubted a lot of the content of the story. I can see where, and there's certainly other people that agree with me on this that have been involved with analyzing this and having opinions about it, some of them who actually are former intelligence agents have said, well, not everything there is believable, but we do think that the core story of it is what really happened, that there was contact back in 64, and incidentally 65 was supposed to be the date that the SERPO Earth exchange took place, and interestingly enough, that landing date is not included in the list in this latest release. Is they mentioned 64, and then they go to, what was it, 67 was the next date or something? 65 is not even mentioned.
69 was the next date.
Yeah, well, 65 is not mentioned, and that's supposedly when our people went to SERPO. 64 was the initial landing and contact, right? But they were supposed to go in 64, but they delayed it by 1 year.
Now, supposedly, a couple of people that we've been in contact with swear to us that they have seen pictures, photos taken from SERPO. And there supposedly is at least one officer, field grade, I think he may be only a lieutenant colonel, it might be a colonel, one or the other, still alive, who was a backup astronaut for SERPO, for the exchange program. And supposedly he might come forward. And we'll just have to see. You know, we've been trying everything in a way that we could do to persuade him to come forward, but we can't make contact with him because he's pretty well isolated.
Right.
And I don't know how many lieutenant colonels from the Marine Corps there would be in this town in Southern California, which is a Marine town.
Right.
But it's probably more than we could check. So I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of interesting. The first landing they actually did was in Socorro, which is interesting.
Right.
And the alien exchange program, as you mentioned, was left out. Now, does that mean where did that take place? In Socorro, too?
I thought that was at White Sands, but I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Well, I thought, now, Rick Doty mentioned White Sands, and so does Bob Collins in his book.
Right.
But this Nevada test range came out of the blue.
Right.
So we don't know about that either. But, you know, sometimes the only thing I might quibble with George over, or anybody else, is the fact that sometimes the best secrets are out in the open, under your nose. You know what I mean?
Well, in this case, they could be under the ground.
True.
Yeah, I asked him about that, too, in conjunction with this large explosion they'd planned for last spring that never came off.
Mm-hmm.
Because people protested too much about
it. Yeah, the judge issued an injunction. I think technically it's still a temporary injunction, but nobody's going to do anything about it. It's too much of a hot potato.
Right. So, you know, I said, well, you know, maybe they planned on excavating a new underground base there for all these ETs to come and land at. I have no idea. And, so, you know, you never know. Could be part of the puzzle or not.
It will.
Now, we had an interesting part of this release is the fact that, you know, there are claims that we acquired the ET's propulsion systems and we tested them out and, you know, things sort of terminated officially in terms of what happened in 1970. However, obviously things proceeded beyond that, and but we don't have any details. We only have the timeline up through 1970 on that particular aspect of alien technology application. And then there's some other stuff about using hydrogen 5 or pentagen.
Yeah, and the story there was Mercury's full of it?
Supposedly. And I'm saying, you know, why would we want to send a mission to Mercury to collect
You're going to need some asbestos underwear.
Right. Well, we could do it on the dark side, but, you know, why would we want to go to all that trouble and expense to pick up something, you know, that we could produce here on the Earth if we wanted to? And there's no particular explanation behind that.
Well, in other words, we could go on for a long time, and we are going to do some stories, shows, programs. You choose your subject, the name of whatever it is we're doing. On this, it has come back with a vengeance. Basically, I had thought it was dead. And I think it would still be dead, except it names all these names.
Right. I think that's the main thing, is there's a revelation of names of people involved in ET UFO contact. And, you know, very specific who these people are. May not be a full list, but hey, there's a big enough list to keep people busy a long time. And the other thing is the absolute commitment of the fact that these evens are going to have another official contact with our government, with an official landing and whatever, whatever they're going to do, it's going to occur in November 2009. Now, obviously, there's going to be a lot of people waiting around to see if anything happens at the Nevada test site in 2009. There'll probably be people surrounding the place waiting for something to happen.
The thing that, you know, the reason I said I think this must be official contact with somebody in government making arrangements. I mean, we've heard stories even about President Eisenhower going out to Edwards and meeting some ETs in 1954.
Right.
Which weren't the evens, evidently. But if you set this that far in advance for the next meeting, then there must be some kind of protocol going on.
Some kind.
They would have to be embassy to embassy. So maybe Bob Collins' story about on our interview with him, He talks about an even ambassador, a female, being near the White House in a safe house during the Reagan administration.
Right.
Well, maybe there's something officially going on, unofficially. You know what I mean? In other words, this is not the first time Congress has been kept in the dark.
Hardly.
So that's my point.
But you have to agree, Jerry, that putting a specific date in here in which there's going to be another official contact, and of course, you know, wouldn't that engender a lot of people to wait around till 2009 in November, and just, you know, hundreds of thousands of people going to surround this Nevada test site and just be waiting there to see the ETs come?
Well, yeah, we're going to sell a remote.
Right.
And we'll get sponsors and the whole thing.
And the thing is, if it doesn't happen, I think that will end the credibility of the Serpo story completely.
Well, it's a shame you have to wait 3 years for that.
Right, it is.
We have all the information. We have a link to Bill Ryan's site, serpo.org. You need to go over there and take a look at it.